It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and if this is your first time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you, because you are very important to us. This is a platform where we get to hear, learn, and share the Word of God. So right here on the show, God is waiting with a word for you today. That's why I'm happy that you are here. You are not here by mere coincidence. This is a divine orchestration. The Lord wants you to be here. He has a word to tell you this morning, especially if you are here and your heart is heavy, you are depressed, you are lost, and you have lots of questions weighing on you. This is the platform where we get to address many of these issues from the Word of God. Most of the time, it might not just be the word that you are waiting for, but it might be the word that you need. That is the most important thing. So I want to specially welcome you. And if you've been joining us frequently, this is the time to share. Share with your loved ones. Let them know that it is time for our devotion. For as many that do not even have a personal devotion time, this is one opportunity for you to be able to just go through the Word of God, and we do it together. So I want to specially welcome every single person. But before we dive into the Word of God, what we first do is our thanksgiving. Let's appreciate God for a brand new day. Let's thank Him for a beautiful Thursday morning. The Lord kept us through the night. He preserved us through the week. This is another month. This is the month of October. And we're in the 17th day of this month. It's enough reason to be thankful. Just appreciate God in your way. You can dance, sing. You can even just compose a song from your heart right now for Him. It's allowed. Father, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are all welcome. Today, I'll be looking at a topic that says your spiritual father. Your spiritual father. Our aim for today is hymn 30 from our Open Heaven Manual. When we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Mark chapter 12 to chapter 13. When we walk with the Lord for our aim. Bible in 1 year, Mark chapter 12 to 13. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, which says, "For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, you yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel." 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. Which says, "For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel." Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Kings chapter 19, from verse 19 to 21. 1 Kings chapter 19, from verse 19 to 21. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 19 it says, "So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yokes of oxen before him, and he was with the 12th. Then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, 'Please let me kiss my father and mother, and then I will follow you.' And he said to him, 'Go back again, for what have I done to you?' So Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment and gave it to the people, and they ate. And he arose and followed Elijah and became a servant." Our manual today reads, "Many people do not take the issue of who their spiritual father is seriously. Some people say that they have multiple fathers. Such people are bastards because no human can have more than one father. The role of your spiritual father in your life is very important. Even though Elijah said to Elisha, his spiritual son had asked for a hard thing, he practically committed God to give a double portion of his spirit to him. In 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 9 to 15, that is a good example of the role of a spiritual father can play in a fellow's destiny. If you claim to have a spiritual father, you must do some things to prove it. If you are disobedient to your spiritual father, you are not his true child, and you cannot get the things that you expect to get from him. Also, a grown-up child will take care of his parents. If you don't sow anything, either in form of service or material resources, into the life of your spiritual father, God will not recognize that relationship. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 11 says that Elisha poured water on the hand of Elijah. That is what made their father-son relationship valid and qualified Elisha to get the double portion of his father's spirit. One night during my prayer walk, some people met me and asked me to pray with them. For them not to disturb my prayers, I simply told them, "God bless you." As I went further, a fellow who was driving a bus passed by me and stopped. He took the little money he had in the bus, ran to me and gave it to me. That time when I said, "God bless you," it was from the depth of my heart. This money was not much, but it showed that I am truly his father, so he could get something from me. When Isaac asked Esau to prepare food for him, it was not because he was hungry or that he could not afford to feed himself. He was telling the young man, "Spoil me so that I can bless you from my heart." There are blessings that come from the heart of your father. Such blessings can never be reversed. As we see in Genesis chapter 27 from verse 33 to 37. Do what will make your spiritual father so willing to bless you that even if what you ask is far beyond his control, he will commit God to give it to you. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, do something special for your spiritual father or mother today to spoil him or her. What are you doing to spoil your spiritual mother or father? I want you to take that step today. And as you do so, the Lord will open the windows of heaven and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody else, you can do so by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live, 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT. You can join us live on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and on our mobile app on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio. You can join us every morning live, and as well as other amazing shows outlined for you throughout the day. It promises to be inspiring and entertaining as well. Thank you for staying tuned. Thank you for joining us. But do not touch that dial because we have an important announcement for you immediately after this show. So stay tuned. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.